Hello guys, welcome to No Consequences. This is episode number 4. My name is Bharat Agrawal. Cue intro music, please. Alright, so you guys must have seen the title of this video. It's Ludo King, which is my favorite game right now. I haven't been much of a video game player, honestly, all my life. Neither have I been a player. But yeah, I'm just kidding. Ludo King is actually one of my favorite games. My friend Yash actually introduced me. And just like every other game, I had my apprehensions because I'd seen people going through the rabbit hole of Pokemon Go, people going through the rabbit hole of PUBG. And I was a little apprehensive because I know that games in general are addictive. My favorite game growing up was GTA, which is a very cliched choice, but I really love that game. I've played GTA Vice City and GTA 3 a lot because those were the only ones which were compatible on my PC. And yeah, so I have fond memories of that. But Ludo King, Ludo is a game I never played as a board game as well in my childhood. I was more of a snakes and ladders guy, so to say. It's cool. Ludo King is really cool, and Ludo King has a lot of fun attributes to it, you know. I mean, Ludo King actually teaches you a lot about multitasking. Ludo King makes you competitive, and Ludo King is almost gambling, because you're so much of the quest of getting those coins right that you tend to become a little desperate at times. And Ludo King is the best to survive in what we call Kalyug, which is the time we live in right now, because it's constant backstabbing. You get immune to it. I mean, you stop giving a fuck at one point of time, you know? Like, when you play, I usually play Ludo King with strangers, okay? So when I play Ludo King, there's that usual exchange. Hi, what's up? Add me as a friend and all. And then a second later, they're eliminating you. So you can't even maintain friendships. And that is how we have to live in the world. So I honestly feel that Ludo King is a really cool analogy. Ludo King, I'm going to let this stay. I want you guys to see my imperfections. But I feel Ludo King is a great analogy. And what else can we talk about? Carrie Minardi's video got taken down, which is not something I'm in favor of, because YouTube has clearly not stated what the reason was. I'm sure that he must have said certain things which have not really gone well with certain communities of our society, and I absolutely understand that and I empathize with that. But YouTube also has not stated the particular reason of them taking down the video, and I think it was a string of videos that they took down. I think there were 4 or 5 videos from different YouTubers that they took out together, if I'm not wrong. And apart from that, I saw multiple videos from a lot of creators who are on the analytical side of YouTube, which is Mr. Dhruv Rathi, or there's this other YouTuber who's really good. His name is Vedant Rasti, and they were talking about the fact that freedom of expression is not something which should be snatched. And I don't think Carrie Minardi was blatantly offensive, and his video had almost broken all major records in YouTube history. So it was a little disheartening to see a video like that, which is doing so well, and which was something which was unprecedented in terms of the numbers it was doing and the engagement that it was having, if you know what I mean. But it's unfortunate, and I hope that Carrie will bounce back. He's one of the... It's what blows my mind is Carrie Minardi and I are of the same age, and I really look up to him as a person, because I think that what he's achieved in this age is tremendous, and he's just gone and shown his versatility, whether it's acting or whether it's changing the style of his videos. I've been watching him since the very beginning, and I think that he's even ventured into music, which I'm sure that he's doing really well. He's into gaming, so more power to him, and I'm sure that he'll do really well, and he'll come back with many, many, many more videos, and I'm sure that they will not be as offensive, because I don't think that was his intention. And I personally didn't get offended, but if somebody felt so, they have the complete right to feel so. But I just hope that Carrie Minardi bounces back, and the whole TikTok YouTube scenario just comes to a mutual agreement where both the parties understand that there's no point hating on each other and start respecting each other's platforms. I'm sure that there's no hate, like the general hate that people carry in their heart. There's no venom. But I hope that all that enmity just goes down, because there are a lot of creators who are on YouTube who are posting on TikTok, and there are a lot of TikTok creators who are doing vice versa. So everyone's basically everywhere if you're a creator or an influencer. So I just hope all of this settles down, And I know everybody loves a little bit of popcorn entertainment, and we can't go to the theaters, but this is the popcorn entertainment we're having at our houses. So I just hope, first it was the Emmy wait days and all those other things that happened, but I just hope it all settles down, and the Emmy wait divine dish, if for those who don't know, and I just hope it all settles down like all the other dishes, and we can just enjoy all the good work that all these lovely creators are putting out. So that's it for the fourth episode of No Consequences. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Bharat Agrawal, and I'm going to be seeing you soon in the next episode, which will be in the next 3-4 days. Thank you so much. Cheers.